The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, Pain and Glory is the latest film from the legendary director Pedro Almodovar. It premiered last May in Cannes, winning Best Actor for its star Antonio Banderas, who plays the main role in this semi-autobiographical look at the life of Almodovar himself. He's the filmmaker, director, screenwriter, producer and former actor. The movie had its premiere in London last night. Antonio joins me this morning. So Antonio, Pain and Glory, it's based on the life of Pedro Almodovar, your friend, director of the movie, and based loosely on his life. Was it a very surreal experience for you to portray someone who you're so close to while also being directed by him?
It was more surreal when, you know, before we start shooting, when I received the script, when I realized that I actually have to just jump in the shoes of my friend and the person that I respect, that I admire, that I love for almost 40 years, knowing actually the repercussion that that was going to have not only in my country but all around the world, you know, just playing this guy that is at the same time directing me. Now, said that, once we start the work, the rehearsal time, there was almost a month, and then the principal photography, and we start shooting the movie, everything was reduced to the work. I treat him, in my mind, as a character, a character from which I knew, I had information that I met, so I could use that, trying to open my eyes and my ears to understand from him, you know, what is the type of movie that he wanted to do and why actually he called me to play him. And it was pretty much about that. And then kind of became a normal job. And especially from the time that I think we both realized very soon in the process that we were actually aiming at the same target. Then I just relaxed a little bit into it, and I started working. Because the problem it would have been, knowing Almodovar, he's a very meticulous and very demanding director, that I wouldn't have hit the target from the beginning, that I would have been, you know, off the track. And then it would have been not so real. It would have been something else, more complicated to explain.
Was it a very simple yes when he asked you to take on this role?
Yes, in a way, yes, because there is a certain amount of courage, I can call it, that has been with me since I was born, probably, and craziness, just to jump into impossible tasks. And so, yes, I said yes almost from the beginning. Of course, you know, I mean, we talked before even he sent me the script. Then I read the script, and when I read it, I knew that I could have access to this kind of
courage and craziness.
Right.
Yeah, courage and craziness, Antonio. Would you say they're two of the most important characteristics to have as an actor?
Probably. I think you have to dare. You have to dare to sometimes in your life, and especially if you're an actor or an artist of any kind, just to take a leap into the unknown, into territories that, you know, are going to take you to explore, basically about yourself. And then sometimes can be painful, you know. And with Pedro Almodovar, you have to always work almost naked, from a figurative, you know, nakedness. Because he doesn't like when you just bring the homework done, when you just bring a character already, close to the set. He likes you to be open, to receive information from him, data that you can, interpret in front of him. And so you have to be ready for that. And when you go, you work with that, and he doesn't allow you to use tools that you normally use, and the tricks, the box of tricks that travels with any actor, you know, in order to just, overcome the difficult situations. No, you have to work with Almodovar from zero, from the scratch. And that is very complicated, is sometimes very painful, and almost dangerous, you know. But at the end, the result is always satisfactory. Maybe because I am in the hands of somebody that is very good. You know, when you don't have confidence in the person that is directing you, you cannot do that. You have to actually just go to yourself and use those tricks. But if you are in the hands of somebody like Pedro Almodóvar, you know, you just take a leap of faith.
You described this movie in a recent interview as a simple movie, but I was kind of surprised. There's a real depth of emotion around those important relationships that the character has, you know, through his life, the relationships that mean so much, and then the reconciliation that we often, I suppose, as human beings, really need. There's a huge amount of emotion that you get across on the screen. Was it a lot for you to play a person with such depth of emotion?
Yeah, I knew when I read the script that we were going to jump in the mud. That it was, you know, we have to get dirty with this and go into the complexities of the character. I knew that from the beginning. It was very interesting just to find the path to don't lose the honesty in the process. You know, Almodóvar and myself, I think we just reach an age in which there is only space for the truth. And so that's what we were looking for from the beginning. And in order to do that, you cannot get too busy in front of the camera. You cannot push in order to find the emotion. The emotion has to come from another place. It has to come from to be quiet, to know how to wait for the right moment, from economy with the performance, and then little by little you start just receiving this kind of waves of truth that you can use. And sometimes they came from places that were unexpected. For example, there is a scene that I have with my mother on a balcony in which, I mean, Pedro Almodóvar, normally he comes to the set and he loves to read the lines of the actors just to give them indications, you know. So he's reading your line, he's saying, remember that you have to do certain things here, remember at the end of this line you have to say this in this particular way, whatever. So he just played the character of my mother first, and, you know, fine, I was just answering to him in rehearsal before we shot, and then he was going to read my character. And when he was doing that, he couldn't. And at the beginning, I didn't know what was happening, so he tried again, and he couldn't. And I just realized that he was just so emotional about it. Mm-hmm. So what happened at that particular moment is that I didn't need any other type of information. Just, it was almost like a transfer of emotions from him to me. I said to him, just go and give me action. I got it. I got those lines. So, and that's how that scene came to be. So, you know, sometimes it's unexpected how, you know, this is going to come to you. If you program this thing too much and you say, oh, I have to be in this particular line, very, very, very emotional, to tears, to wet emotions and stuff like that, it may not happen. Or if it happens, it's forced, and then it doesn't go anywhere. But if you calm down, if you relax into the character, you just breathe into the character in the right way, it just comes to you naturally without too many efforts. That's the way that I found in this movie to play Pedro, actually.
It's a Spanish movie. Some people might be surprised to know that you didn't actually learn English until you were 31. For a movie like this, I take it that it's much easier to do it in your mother tongue.
Yes. Definitely. For a movie like this, obviously, it is, because it's a very subtle movie, and I try to impose a subtle performance. It's also true that, you know, in a way, I think I play more of the character when I am not talking than when I am expressing verbally where he feels. I think it is in the moments of silence, when the character is listening, when the character takes an aura that is very interesting. Of course, I don't have, you know, the distance with the work in order to analyze it completely, but I have the suspicion that is that. Mm-hmm. it's still a mystery for me, you know, and it will be for many years, why the movie, you know, touched so you know, strongly the heart of people, which he has done, obviously, in Spain, in France, in Italy, in the countries that the movie opened.
Of course, from you know, not learning English until a little bit later in life, you then became famous. Your voice and your English speaking voice became very famous as Puss in Boots, of course, and it brought you to a whole new audience, I guess. It must have been an interesting experience to go from mainstream acting into then suddenly being this character that became a huge franchise.
Yeah, definitely. But that is the story of what I think an actor is. You know, I just perform characters, and sometimes it depends who I am working with, what is the character I am, in a way or another. That, you know, it says nothing, but it makes me, you know, in a way, proud, you know, that I have the capacity to actually be different people in different genres. You know, it's part of the adventure of my life, actually. At some point in my life, I just took a step going to America, and many things happened to me there from a personal point of view, from a professional point of view. But then I came back to Europe, and I just kind of retake the work that I was doing before. You know, totally abandoned Hollywood, but I look at it in a different way now, with a certain distance. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if I put together, I remember actually when I opened The Skin I Live In 9 years ago. I think it was the same time that I was opening Puss in Boots. And I remember going in New York, walking on the street, and there was a movie theater that they played the two movies at the same time, one of those multi-cinemas, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, that's funny, because there is nothing more different than these two movies. And I am in both of them. And in a way, I kind of felt good about it.
Of course. And you said that you've moved away from Hollywood, and people might be surprised to hear that you're now living in leafy Surrey, outside of London. You're not back in Spain, you're actually in Surrey. What brought you to that part of the world?
Well, many reasons. One of the reasons is that I don't live alone. I have a girlfriend, and she is from, she's from Holland, Germany, too, because the father is from Germany, the mother is from Holland. She was raised in Amsterdam, but she lived at that time in Switzerland. The first idea was just for me to move to Switzerland, but I don't speak French. I don't speak German, so what am I doing in a place where I cannot communicate, actually? And then we thought of Spain, but she doesn't speak Spanish. So London started being there as a possibility. And it's also true that, you know, the closest that you can find to Hollywood in Europe is London.
Do you think, really, that London is Europe's Hollywood?
No, not in the sense that it looks like Los Angeles or Beverly Hills.
It rains a lot more, Antonio.
I know, but there are producers and actors and directors that play both worlds all the time, you know. And so it's in a way you keep playing in the same rules, you know. I mean, the friends that I have here, and you know, it's people that I've worked with when I was in Hollywood. There were directors that I met in Hollywood, and then I play with them here. Hugh Hudson, you know, Simon West, people that are British, but actually they also have careers in Hollywood. So, you know, it was not like I totally isolated myself. There were those reasons. Then my daughter at the time was studying in New York in NYU. So it was for me easy to jump to New York from here and to jump to Spain from here, too. So it kind of was midway. I don't know if it was the right decision. Now we have to see what happened with Brexit and how foreigners are going to be, what is going to be the status of people like me in the country. And I will have to make another decision.
Wait, you know, are you sad about Brexit for Britain?
Eh?
Are you sad about Brexit?
I have to be very respectful with the decisions of the British people. So they made that decision by a referendum. I consider myself a Democrat, and I think that's what they chose, you know, that's the path that they have to go. I respect that.
Antonio, I know you're very busy. You're on the promotion tour now for Pain and Glory. It's a fantastic watch. You won Best Actor for it at Cannes. Congratulations for that.
Thank you so much.
There's a bit of Oscar chatter about it. How does that make you feel?
I don't want to think about it, really, because, you know, expectation is the mother of all frustrations. I have what I have. What I don't have, it's not anywhere. I'm going to just do my promotion as as I normally do with movies, and let's see, you know. Whatever happens, he will come. He will be very welcome in one way or another.
We wish you the best. It's out here on the 23rd of August, Pain and Glory. It'll be available in all the cinemas across the country, and it's a great watch. Antonio Banderas, thank you very much.